on this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, the DNC Freak Show is underway. We're going to give you the sights and sounds and try not to barf as you listen to these psychopaths and Joe Biden giving his farewell address, delivering his own eulogy. We're going to show you that as Nancy Pelosi giggles on, says, "We love you, Joe," all that and so much more. And we got a breaking update from the Butler, Pennsylvania Trump rally shooting investigation. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the show today. We appreciate you guys bearing with us through these technical things as we get the show started, but help us get on track by rolling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is a thumbs up on the browser. That is a thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to these top of these Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too, and let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Tuesday. It is August 20th, and I'm joined in studio by the one and only, the most based and most married producer in the game, Producer Frankie. Day two, married man. How you doing, Frankie? You've become the most famous. You've become more famous than yours truly, you know, the host of the show. Everyone's saying, Frankie, married man, beautiful wife, ba-ba-ba, in the tuxedo, cleaning up nicely, almost as good as Mike. Frankie. How's it going, dude? Day two. Give us an update.
Day two. Similar to day one, you know, things haven't really changed, but, you know, I'm happy to be here, and I love this ring. That's all. That's it. That's all we got.
what a beautiful thing. Isn't that so nice? Isn't that so great? Liberals can never be happily married, but conservatives, right? That's what it's all about. Frankie and his wife, Sabrina, two very based conservative Americans, Italian Americans, I might add. And you know that there were no Italian Americans in the crowd at the DNC last night. Yesterday, the DNC formally kicked off, and it started with the two co-chairs of the DNC gaveling it into session, and they couldn't agree on who would, like, you know, gavel it in. So they both said it at the exact same time, and it was super cringeworthy. They put the gavel down, and nobody was in the crowd because it was over an hour delay to get into the arena because the Free Palestine protesters were ripping down the security perimeter, okay, outside the event. Now, again, none of this happened at the RNC. None of this, okay? It was orderly. People walked in. There was a lot of people, just as many delegates. People go in the room. They sit down. The proceeding starts. Like, people literally was on a line, and they were saying online that it was like practice for Kamala Harris breadlines, okay, during her socialist rule, should she get into office. But the thing started and nobody was in there. And you know what's crazy was when the DNC started, and I was, you know, watching, you know, the TV was on, but, you know, the sound was on, I wasn't looking at it, I was doing something else. I said, wait a minute, they're starting the entire DNC with Joe Biden speaking to the public, no grand introduction. He just spoke. I heard this, and I said, why would they start with Biden? I thought he was being saved for last, Roll Frankie.
In 2008, we met while working on the Obama-Biden campaign.
Stop it! Okay. So, that was Brian Wallach, and he worked for, Biden and Obama, and he was the state director of the state of New Hampshire. And then he got ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and that's him with his wife. But, you know, just to set the tone of just how bizarre and fake the whole convention was, and you're going to see the most bizarre and fake and scripted moments. I mean, it was so fake and scripted that when Jamie Raskin was speaking, the teleprompter stopped and he literally couldn't go on in his speech. No ad-lib, no. He literally stood there like a buffoon with his, like, he was mid-point and his, like, finger was like this, and he's such a automatron robot that he couldn't even, like, put his thing down and, like, ad-lib. He had to, like, just go. You have people straining to read the teleprompter. But that guy right there, I mean, Frankie, you raised a very interesting point about it. Why don't you tell the people what you noticed that doesn't make any sense?
Well, hey, how we doing? Yeah, very interesting. ALS, you know, it's unfortunate, obviously, but it's like, listen, at the end of the day, you know, clearly he couldn't actually make a full sentence. And like, you know, it's sad, his, him and his wife, you know, sweet couple and all, but it's like, she doesn't know what he's saying. And then she's pretending to translate. Like, what are you talking about? It's bullshit.
Fake!
Exactly.
Nobody wants to say it, but it is fake. I mean, listen, and it's not like a, it's not like we're making light of a horrible disease. We're not. But what we're saying is that the whole thing is staged and choreographed. And that guy's being used as a prop. How does she translate and speak that? It's not sign language.
Crazy.
So the whole thing staged, choreographed, and no, that wasn't Joe Biden. As soon as I turned my head, I said, oh, that's not Biden. That's you know, a different guy. You know, Biden speaks just like that, actually. Arguably, that guy speaks more fluidly and cohesively than Biden does. And then you heard things like this. The failure to read the teleprompter, I guess. That was another theme of the convention night. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, the worst of the worst. Let everybody know that Kamala Harris... it's going to be the George Washington of our time. Roll it.
It's no wonder he had to flee to Mar-a-Lago. Sorry about that, Florida. Sorry about that. Trump hasn't spent much time in New York lately, except that is to get convicted of 34 felonies. And that's just fine with us. Because New York's
okay,
motto.
Trump is going to be elected the first part. You guys ready to elect Kamala Harris as the first president? That is what she said. Kathy Hochul went on, and we got the, or wait, we had the first clip of Kathy, there was two clips of Kathy Hochul. I know you have a visitor, Frankie, but roll this one.
Are you ready to elect Kamala Harris, the first president of the United States? Yes, you are.
Yes, there you go. And then we play those in reverse. That's okay. But yeah, are you going to elect Kamala Harris as the first president of the United States? Yes, you are. Yeah, really inspiring. And then Kathy Hochul went on to brag about lawfare. She went on to brag about President Trump getting locked up. That seemed to be the message that the Democrats were saying almost proudly, that, you know, Trump had these felony counts, you know, these 34 felony counts, which, if anybody's keeping score at home, was 100 times less severe than Hillary Clinton misclassifying the expense of how the Steele dossier was paid for. Okay, and for that, Hillary Clinton got an FEC fine of $8,000. Hillary Clinton also spoke. And by the way, Hillary's Clinton speech, we don't have any clips from it because it's just nauseating. We spared you Hillary Clinton and Jasmine Crockett, by the way. We spared you the two worst speeches of the night. We did. But Hillary Clinton's speech was like, equity, equity, LGBT, kill the baby, glass ceiling, glass ceiling, glass ceiling, glass ceiling, glass ceiling. That was it. It's literally the whole speech. And then there was a chant of lock him up for Donald Trump. And Hillary Clinton just stood there and smiled and nodded. The Democrats love the lawfare. They embrace it, their whole entire message. All the little hype videos in between the speakers was nothing more than talking about Then Donald Trump incited January 6th. Then Donald Trump did not accept the results of the Georgia election. And then Donald Trump is a 34-time convicted felon. That's literally the whole message. Nothing about inflation. Nothing about taxes. Nothing about the southern border. Nothing about wars breaking out all over the world. Nothing about the petrodollar no longer being used. Or nothing about our energy supply. They didn't even really talk about green energy. No, they literally just said, kill the baby, kill the baby, kill the baby. Glass ceiling, glass ceiling, glass ceiling. LGBT, LGBT, trannies, equity. Kamala Harris is a black woman. That was the speech. Oh, and lock Donald Trump up. And then my favorite moment of the night, probably, this might be the best one of all, was when this lady, okay, some no-name state senator gets up and prophesizes what Trump might do if he gets into office, this wild concept that I guess has never been done before in the history of presidential politics, you know, in the last 2 weeks, and that is engage in lawfare, weaponizing the system, okay, in which you preside over as the commander in chief. against your political opponent like you're in the third world. No, no, she really said this. Trump's about to be sentenced on September 18th, again, for a non-existent crime that everyone acknowledges would have never been brought by a prosecutor that was number three in Biden's DOJ, left to go take an unpaid internship in the New York State crummy, disgusting, smelly, gross, freezing cold court building in downtown Manhattan. Totally legit. And a judge whose daughter makes millions of dollars off Kamala Harris's political ascendance, works as a consultant for her. Totally legit. Gag order against President Trump. No, no, none of this is lost on the Democrats as they delivered this line. This is what they say Trump's going to do when he gets back in office. This is really relevant for the American people. Roll it, Frank.
Donald Trump would be able to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his political opponents. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force. That is not how it works in America.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Oh, you're not going to turn the government into your own personal police force. See exhibit Mar-a-Lago raid, planted evidence, fake evidence for photo ops, going into Melania's drawers and going into Trump's closet and turning over boxes and messing up everything in there. I think that would qualify as turning the government into your own personal police force, don't you think? I want to call her a name, but I'm not going to curse. He's going to weaponize the justice system. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 91 counts on four different arrests for a guy who's had a criminal record of nothing in his entire life. Yeah, that's totally legit. Oh, and don't forget the E. Jean Carroll nonsense and all the other nonsense cases that were brought. And then all the cases getting thrown out, essentially, one by one by one by one. Except for the ticky-tacky state court case in which they got the stick. But again, 100 times less worse than Hillary Clinton's Steele dossier misclassification. She got an $8,000 fine. Trump's about to be sentenced on September 18th. Hey, lady, hate state senator, who paid you to deliver that line? I guess it was too embarrassing of a line. They couldn't have anybody in the mainstream Democrat Party deliver it. They had to have a no-name state senator kind of make a deal. Listen, you'll have this moment. Now, you're going to make a total ass out of yourself, but somebody needs to say it. You'll say it. You get a little bit of progressive kudos from, like, the super sheep. But, like, nobody in the mainstream Democrat Party said that line. And, again, everything about the whole entire convention was scripted because anytime the teleprompter was a little bit, you know, they couldn't speak. Kathy Hochul, Jim Clyburn. Donald Trump is going to turn us into the KKK. It's going to be Jim Crow. Buddy, you're speaking for a man who gave a eulogy address at a KKK Grand Wizard's funeral. Joe Biden, Jim Clyburn, sellout. And then Chris Coons came on the stage, right? Chris Coons, the senator from Connecticut, right? Connecticut?
Delaware.
He comes on the stage and he gives, hold on, Delaware. Is he a senator of Delaware? Yeah, well, I didn't know that. So then he comes on the stage. Oh, it's the other guy who's there. Then he comes on the stage and he gives a speech and he tries to whip up the crowd for Biden. Again, this is like Biden's guy. This is a guy who's been tasked with going out there to make Biden look like a safe moderate, right? That's kind of been like the job of Chris Coons. Like everyone has their job. Clyburn is the, you know, token black guy who covers for a KKK segregationist. Hillary Clinton is Mrs. Glass Ceiling. Jasmine Crockett, who we're not going to show either because she was too insufferable, is like young black woman, you know, sassy black girl demographic. And then Chris Coons is like, oh, look, Joe Biden's a good, decent man. He tries to get a chant going for Biden in the crowd. But the problem is that everyone at the DNC doesn't know if Biden should be celebrated or if they should distance themselves from him. And it's a fair question. It's like the guy simultaneously got pushed out. Like nobody wants to see him. Poll numbers underwater, got pushed out completely. No one wants to talk about Joe Biden. It's like taboo to talk about Joe Biden. But simultaneously, Kamala Harris is running on the torch being passed to her and carrying on Bidenomics, which she has defended as a stalwart for the last 4 years. So it's like, which is it? Are you guys riding with Biden? with Kamala Harris? Or was Biden a total failure, in which case Kamala Harris was a total failure because she was the second in command for the last 4 years? How can you have it both ways? They're attempting to thread that needle and essentially pull a fast one on the American public. But to the credit of the DNC delegates, I mean, they're understanding this. Like, they won't say it out loud, but they're understanding this. And they don't know what to do when, for the first time in the night, they were asked to show a public display of support for Joe Biden. Watch what happened.
Thank you, Joe, and God bless you. We love you. We love Joe. We love Joe. We love Joe. We love Joe.
Okay. There you go. He tries. He gets it half-hearted. A little bit of We Love Joe. A hesitation in the crowd. Nobody knows what to do there. Nobody knows what to do. We love Joe. And you're going to see in the next segment, Joe, when he actually did take the stage, but they buried him. I mean, the whole thing started an hour late because of the protesters and because the Democrats literally can't get anything to run efficiently on time. You know, even their own convention, they can't get it to be done. It's like a metaphor for everything else they do. Every other initiative, everything else they throw money at, couldn't get their own convention to run. But then they trotted out Dr. Jill Biden. And Dr. Jill Biden was basically given the soft landing, the chance to save a little face. Now, you know, nobody's been more bitter and vindictive and angry about the coup than Jill Biden. And the reason why Joe Biden is because he doesn't even fully understand what's happening. But Jill Biden, very angry about this, by all accounts and all reports. And one, you're going to notice her deliver this line here. But before you do that, question, Frankie. Has Jill Biden ever dressed appropriately for an occasion, ever?
Not once.
I mean, like, this is her last public speech. It's like, has this woman ever, in any of her public appearances, ever dressed in a way where you go, that's tasteful and that's nice? Again, I'm no fashion. I mean, again, I know men's fashion. But it's like, for my ladies out there, it's like, why does this woman always look obscure? I mean, that's the only word I can think about. Obscure when she gets up and gives public remarks. But the line was just as cringe-inducing as her outfit. Roll it, Frankie.
And weeks ago, when I saw him dig deep into his soul and decide to no longer seek re-election and endorse Kamala Harris.
Oh, he sunk deep into his soul. And he was faced with the gripping question, do you want us to kill you and throw your family in jail? Or do you want a soft landing and everybody celebrate you at the DNC convention, Joey boy? Yeah. Yes, Frankie, last word of
that. Yeah, last word is just like, listen, when Melania spoke once upon a time, it's like, did they print out signs for her? It's like, no. Why are there Jill signs being passed out? That's my biggest question. It's like, they just want like
make
a photo
her feel
op.
Good. They want to... Yeah, make her feel good. Frankie, it's all about massaging the psychopathic ego. Make her feel a little good, all that. And obviously, she was seething leading up to the moments of giving those remarks. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got so much more from the DNC Freak Show. We're just getting started. We're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere.
How are we doing, Mike?
Unreal. And it is so funny, guys. During like that thing with Kathy Hochul, where like the clips got jumbled or whatever, I don't even know. Frankie, like, I've never seen Frankie like lose his cool, but he goes like this, like, you know, like that. I'm like, what the fuck going on?
I turn around. My father and his friend are right behind this camera, and they're right just staring at me. And I like just turn. I just see these two figures. Ah!
Yeah.
I'm like, do you not see the on air? Yeah, I got all these signs that clearly show
Frankie
that we are on air. Like, what are you doing, Dad?
Frankie thought the Long Island Thomas Crooks equivalent was here.
I thought the Clintons said something.
You know, yeah, Frank. They said it's your time. Frankie thought they're about. I thought I was about to witness Frankie in the monitor get like a bag put over his head and then haul him into a car and just say, no, you're too close to the truth. The feds got Frankie, and they're like, whoa, it was totally an accident, totally a happenstance that they just kidnapped Frankie. His new wife, all of a sudden, he's married for one day. They waited till he's formally married so his wife, would have a ransom on him. That's what I thought was happening for a split second.
So sorry.
We're good. Show rolls on. And by the way, the RNC printed a ton of signs. When I was at the RNC, there was all different signs being passed out all throughout the whole time, but none of them were like the cringeworthy signs that we saw from the DNC. All right. We're going to talk about some sponsors. of the show that are making this possible, and our first sponsor of the show today are our friends over at Armor Colostrum. You guys, tryarmor.com/LFATV, tryarmor.com/LFATV. What is it? Here you go.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice that replaced it all with this Armor Colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, tryarmor.com.
TryArmor.com/LFATV, guys. Go over there right now. And also, go to biooptimizers.com/LFA right now for 10% off magnesium breakthrough. Guys, listen, if you guys are not getting enough sleep at night, then the chances are is that you are lacking magnesium in your diet. Magnesium is a natural thing that you need. It regulates your body's sleep. It regulates your body's muscle recovery and also bodily recovery in general for day in and day out, making you feel better. And if you're not getting enough, if you feel these symptoms, then you need magnesium breakthrough for my friends and over at BioOptimizers. Guys, go to biooptimizers.com/LFA right now, biooptimizers.com/LFA right now, and you will feel better, sleep better, and it will lead to a better quality of life, biooptimizers.com/LFA. Also, make sure you guys go over to the LFA TV store, guys, LFATV.us, LFATV.us, LFATV.us right now. Go get the Rise Up Coffee. Go shop the latest gear from Jeremy Harrell. I like those QR code shirts. Frankie's been wearing the QR code shirts, in his downtime. They're extremely fresh. You know, you get scanned like you're a chicken at the grocery store. Beep, scan. And then the Star Spangled Banner plays. It's a beautiful thing. So, guys, go get it today. LFATV.us. The latest gear, and become a monthly donor if you can as well. Frankie, have you settled down there, hombre?
My heart has been restored to the normal BPM, I believe. A little sweaty, though. I won't lie. I thought I was dying.
That's pretty crazy. I'm like, what the hell is that?
And I always lock the door, it was happening. Too. But it's always, it's how it goes.
They're like Crispy and Frankie are getting too close to the truth. All right, kidnapping Frankie. Because we know Crispy can't do a show without Frankie. So, all right, guys, we appreciate that. We appreciate you all. We got some chats. We got ZBM. We got Moustache. We got Robbie Sunshine, Darlene Dempsey, Alex Ann, ZBM. We got a great chat. Lauren Cole. It's a little chillier today. Yes, it is a little chilly. It's almost feeling a little bit autumnal. it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. The DNC is such a crap show. Evil never prevails. I completely agree. It never prevails, but they're trying. They're trying. They're really giving it their hardest. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't seen a red hammer and a sickle, okay, anywhere, like the communism symbol. I'm waiting for that to be rolled out. It's funny is the DNC was criticized last time around for having zero American flags. Now they put a couple American flags on the stage.
Unbelievable.
But usually they had no American flags. They finally put American flag on the stage. So, all right, Frankie, I think we roll right back into it.
We're going to roll back into it on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York as we continue to break down the freak show that was the DNC yesterday. Now, we had mentioned how people could not get into the arena on time, into the United Center, because of the crowd around the DNC, okay? The protesters that were outside demonstrating, people that align themselves with the Democrat Party but are not going to vote for the Democrats because they don't like the way that they stand on the Palestine movement. Now, I think this is a beautiful thing. Let those people's votes be cannibalized by low IQ voters voting for RFK or voting for Cornel West or voting for anybody. Just go ahead and vote for them. I think it's a good thing. But this was the display. Again, I was at the RNC for over a week. I saw what was going on there. I saw them build the security perimeter, but I saw every single business stay open and want the business because the economy was being stimulated at the RNC. Like around Milwaukee, every business was staying open later and everybody was there and everyone was running all these specials because it was a massive economic stimulant into the town of Milwaukee. In Chicago, they made the calculated decision with all these hundreds of thousands of people coming in for the convention that they were going to board up shop because the damage from the psychopaths in attendance would outweigh the economic stimulus that would be brought by not boarding up their business. I think it's a basic fundamental paradox there. Do you want to vote for the party whose people are going to cause local neighborhood shop owners to board up or to be open and say, we're open for business, please come on in? I think it's a very basic question. Whose constituency would we rather have? If you're undecided, just take a look at those two voting blocks. Who would you rather be with? This was the Democrat scene of them trying to rip down the security perimeter. Again, I was very familiar with the security perimeter at the RNC because it was a big thing. It's like you only go in certain ways, and ways were blocked off, and they built up the fence. Like, I was very familiar by the end of the week on how security perimeters work. And not once did I see a skirmish by it, people trying to rip it down. Like, literally not once. The Milwaukee police made out well. The poor Chicago police had to deal with this. Roll, Frankie.
Keep moving into the park.
It's really good. So you see there, sorry for the expletives, but they were attempting to rip down the barricade and say, why are you hurting your own people? Yes. So the cops should let those people come through the barricades into the perimeter of the DNC. Again, nothing like this even remotely happened at the RNC. That just goes to show you the freak show that is the Democrat Party and their base. But it's not just their base that's the freak show. I mean, other people who were speaking also embodied the freakish nature. Okay, it's not even like weird. It's literally freakish. Freakish nature of the party. Now, the person who was the first person to say the term weird was Tim Walz, who, again, has proven to be a very strange, suspect weirdo. The way that he moves on the stage, and the way that he waves, and the way that he talks, and the way that he lies, and the way that he sympathizes to radical Islamic extremists, the way that he sympathizes to the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. I mean, the guy is a sicko.
Tampons in the bathroom.
And then his lieutenant governor. What, Frankie?
I had to just mention tampons in the bathrooms, of course.
Yes, and the tampon tip. And then his lieutenant governor, okay, the second in command in his state government, got up to speak at the convention. And I said, this is yet another exhibit of what a freakish whack job Tim Walz is. This is Tim Walz, handpicked lieutenant governor, white librarian looking lady. Listen to her diatribe on stage.
Dear life, my name in the Ojibwe language is Gigi Wewedam Ukwe, or in English, speaks with a clear and loud voice, woman. I'm a member of the White Earth Nation, and my family is the Wolf Clan. And the role of our clan is to ensure that we never leave anyone behind. That's why I am supporting Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to be the next president and vice president of the United States.
Wait. Let's break that down. I am a Owajigabibi, and it means blah, blah, blah. And I'm in the Wolf Clan, the White Wolf Clan. And this is why I'm supporting Kamala Harris. Did anybody capture any of that? Does anybody understand what any of that meant? I don't think in the history of convention speeches we've ever heard such a nonsensical sequitur followed by, and this is why I'm supporting the presidential nominee. Like, this, like, are we picking up what's being put down there? Do we understand any of that? Like, no, you're a white lady. I don't know what she's saying. Is she a Native American, Frankie? Is she the new Elizabeth Warren trying to culturally appropriate herself as a Native American? Like, what?
I'd imagine she is Native American, and let's not give Warren any credit that way. You know what I mean? But it's like, listen, I used to deal with this at Syracuse because, you know, it's like Onondaga County and you have this guy come up on the stage that has nothing to do with anything. And he's just making billions of dollars from bull crap because, oh, you took our land and now we have all this money. It's like, and then they tell you not to vote for Trump. It's like, what does that have to do with anything? It's like,
you're absolutely right, Frankie. They pick these pawns, okay? Just like Clyburn is a pawn, just like Al Sharpton's always been a pawn. They pick these pawns who express this victimhood mentality. And the victimhood mentality is designed to get other people to feel like, well, now we need to go support this and feel bad about this and then support them because we're going to solve this problem. Where if you actually talk to the Native people, they probably wouldn't even know who this person is that's speaking on behalf of their people. They'd be like, oh, this isn't our problem. It's like, why is this person speaking on behalf of us?
Yeah. It's literally like...
And then the Democrats go, well, look, we care about these people because they have one manufactured millionaire who gets paid millions of dollars to speak for victimhood on behalf of this group.
Yeah.
Yes, Frank.
It's like the Walz-Harris campaign goes to you, Mike Crispy, and says, here's $5 million. Talk to the Italians. And then you're like, if you're not an Italian, if you don't vote for Harris and Walz, you know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You just wouldn't do
it. It really is the same thing. No, I absolutely would never. No, I mean, it's disgusting. I'm not a puppet. I'm not a sellout. These people clearly are. And they're so shameless about it. And like, even like if she was like, you know, 1/1025th Native American, like Elizabeth Warren was in her DNA reveal. It's like, you're a white lady and you literally just said you're in the Wolf Clan and you know, your name means this. And that's why you're voting for Kamala Harris. That literally makes no sense. So like, let me do a little translate. In the spirit of what Frankie just said, I am Mike Crispy. It means something in a Italian dialect. I am part of a family lineage that hails from Calabria, okay, and Naples. And because of this, that's why I'm voting for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. It makes no sense. Literally, like none of those things would be a precedent of why I'm voting for Donald Trump. It's because I don't want foreign wars. I don't want the inflation to go up. I don't want illegal surging across the border. I want energy independence. I want, the LGBT alphabet mafia not to reign. It's like, that's why I'm supporting Donald Trump. Not because I'm an Italian who comes from this place. It's just such a joke. But speaking of the identity politics of the DNC, don't forget about AOC, who is in no ways a black woman. I think maybe she wishes she was a black woman so that she could add a little bit more rhetoric to her, her shtick. Okay, but she's not a black woman. She's a Latina. And she gave a speech. And she appropriated, just like the woman before, appropriating Native American culture, she appropriated black woman culture. Just take a listen. Roll.
And I, for one, am tired of hearing about how a two-bit union buster thinks of himself as more of a patriot than the woman who fights every single day to lift working people out from under the boots that breathe, trampling on our way of life.
Like, okay. I was raised in the black church. Was AOC raised in the black church? Like, she's impersonating a black pastor. I mean, that's what she's doing. When Ralphie L. Warnock did it, I said at least the guy was actually a black pastor, before he became a senator. Like, right. AOC was a Boston University, grew up in the Westchester Lilywhite suburbs, and she's a Latina. So it's like, it doesn't make any sense. But it continued to get better because as the night went on, we got closer and closer to Sleepy Joe giving his grand finale address. Now, it was reported that U-Haul trucks were outside the White House, over the last 24 to 48 hours, essentially fueling speculation that Joe Biden was packing up his belongings, that after the speech, you would see very, very little, if not none of him, at the White House doing official presidential capacity duties. I mean, think about it. The baton is totally being passed. He gave his speech. Kamala Harris is now the one in charge politically. Biden can go back to Delaware comfortably in the basement, and he can make a trip once a month to the White House. So move everything out of the White House back to Delaware. That's what they're doing. It's horrifying. Because anybody who did vote for Biden, it's like you elected him for 4 years. You didn't elect him for 3.9 years, then Kamala Harris for the rest. It's freakish what's going on. But leading up to it, everyone was wondering, or continuing to wonder, how Nancy Pelosi would feel about all this. Speaker Emeritus, clearly still a main power broker, controlling a lot of the money and influence in the party. And we've documented how Nancy Pelosi has kind of put the knife in the back of Joe Biden. She kind of continued to twist it. I think she relishes in this, Frankie. It's like she goes, well, he should be on Mount Rushmore. But his campaign was so bad and I forced him out and he's a loser. It's just like, it's like kind of a bizarre, like what we're watching. Like Nancy Pelosi's like, it was me. Like, just so you know, he's great, but I'm the one who booted him out. I love Joe Biden, but I put that knife in the back of him and twisted it. Let everybody know. she can't help herself. Like, these people are lizard creatures. They like, they are so hopped up on the power that, like, it's like, guys, Kamala's the nominee. It's over. Like, you won. The coup completed. But Nancy Pelosi just has to keep saying it. Roll, Frankie.
You know what?
Have you talked
I
to
have
him?
To do what I have to do.
Right.
He made the decision for the country. My concern was not about the president, it was about his campaign.
Like, why can't she just go, well, Biden was great and he had a great run and he did this because, you know, he understood he was too old. It's like that actually would be a more acceptable response to, like, you know, a fly-by person who doesn't pay very much attention. So Nancy Pelosi continues to dig the dagger in. And then when Biden took the stage, Nancy Pelosi, she is a cold one. Roll it, Frankie. She goes, we love Joe.
Unreal. You could just see
that's
in her
right.
face.
That's right.
You could yeah. just see in her face. She just knows, like, I took him down myself. Shut up.
And the crowd is chanting, we love Joe. And she's thinking in the back of her mind, I can't wait until this chant is never uttered again. F this guy. That's Nancy Pelosi. Can't wait till this speech is over. Collectively, the Democrat Party could not wait until Biden was done. They pushed him all the way back to midnight. Like so nobody watched him. They wanted as little people to watch his final address as possible. And they wanted him probably to trip up a little bit. All right, look, this is why we pushed him out. And, you know, he's not up to it. And it's past midnight, so not that many people were watching. And, you know, the fake news is going to chop it up to make him look good, obviously. So that was their plan. Push him out to the end of to midnight and then have him go and then have the media the next day chop it up and give him a teary-eyed farewell. But this was actually Joe Biden's address. After Ashley Biden, you know, who wrote in her diary that her father molested her in the shower, gives the speech. That's pretty bizarre. And then Biden gets up, goes, that's my daughter. He literally did that. Like with the bug eyes. He's like hopped up on the drugs. You saw that, Frankie?
Yeah, yes.
Did you see that clip? Did you see when he did that?
Yes.
Goes, that's my daughter. It's like, yeah, you know that's your daughter. We know. We know what you did, Joe. We read the diary. We know you're excited about your daughter, you freak. And then Joe Biden gave a speech. Here are some of the highlights of it. Roll, Frankie.
Women are not without electrical, not allowed, not without electoral.
Beautifully said.
Border encounters have dropped over 50%. In fact, there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office. Happened. Donald Trump said, and I quote, there are very fine people on both sides. My God. That's what he said. That is what he said and what he meant. From his own chief of staff, four-star General John Kelly, that Trump, sure, when in Europe, would not go to the grave sites in one of the in France. The brave service members who gave their lives to this country, he called them suckers and losers. Who in the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is? They're the ones we're going to bring back. That's not hyperbole. It's because Medicare no longer has to pay those exorbitant prices to the big pharma. Republicans, Democrats. We saved democracy in 2020, and now we must save it again in 2024.
Does that make sense?
You know, we have a thousand billionaires in America. He's promising a bloodbath if he loses, in his words.
That's his speech. So that, like, the whole night I was watching the Democrats, I'm like, these mother blankers have nothing to run on with actual substance. That all they do is repeat lie after lie after lie. When he said bloodbath, they were talking about the stock market taking a bloodbath with the economic policies. Very fine people on both sides is immediately debunked when you roll the entire clip. He was talking about peaceful protesters who were standing against a monument being taken down. And then he said, I condemn white nationalists, neo-Nazis, but I also condemn the people on the other side who were causing chaos, who wanted the statue to be taken down. So they're horrible people, but they're also very fine people on both sides. That's the line. It was a lie. Suckers and losers, 100% debunked. Every single chance that Trump has had in front of a camera in real life, he's always very celebratory of the troops. Always been for the troops. The most photographed and videographed man on the history of the world, Donald Trump, they're meaning tell me the only time he denigrated them was when the cameras were off. Like, so that's the only time, right? He said it. It's such a stupid lie. It's a lie. Lie after lie after lie. We beat Big Pharma. He's the one who had the mandatory jab. So women, we prevented women with electricity or whatever you say. I mean, the guy was cooked. Nothing about the economy, nothing about Bidenomics, nothing about taxes. He actually said, we're going to do more for illegal immigrants. He said that in his speech.
Dude, he was literally trying to say.
He's the only.
He was trying to say the electoral situation with women, but he said electric.
Yeah, the electrical. Like, how out of it do you have to be? To be, like you're reading a teleprompter, yes, but to have such little grasp of the words in front of you that you literally confuse electoral and electrical shows you don't really, you know, have much going on upstairs. They pushed him into the abyss. They had him rattle off those disgusting lies. Nothing policy, nothing substantive, and that was the book being closed on the Biden regime. Disgusting. Disgusting lies. And I'm telling you, there is no unity. There's nothing for the American people and the working class people. There's not even a policy and a platform priority that the Democrats Party conveyed last night that would make a moderate or an independent vote for them. None of that. None of that. Just that garbage and those lies. It's disgusting. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. So much more. Do not go anywhere.
You'd think after he got shot in the head, they'd stop with the absolute fraudulent bullcrap. But no,
these people are literal sickos. And that's why I say, like, you can't negotiate with these people. They deserve what's coming to them. They're really horrible, horrible people. All right, guys, I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor of the show, and they are friends and over at OFP Farms. Guys, are you tired of the dry and irritated skin and the big wool corporation selling you disgusting chemical compounds that they pass off as soap and lip balm and hair care products and beard products? Why would you do that to yourself? Come on, your body's a big sponge and you take it in. You're garbage in, garbage out, good quality in, good quality out. Guys, that is why you need to support my friends and over at OFP Farms. Guys, if you want a patriotic, America First, God-fearing organization to be delivering you products that you use every single day at an amazing value, and you feel better because of it, you look better because of it, your skin will be glowing just like Frankie on his wedding day, well, then you need to give my friends on over at OFP Farms a try. Guys, they use quality goat milk products. Goat milk is clinically proven to nourish dead skin cells and replenish your skin and make it feel better from all of the damage that is caused by the toxins of everyday life. So guys, goat milk soap, goat milk products, OFP Farms, made in the USA, and a portion of all the proceeds from the We the People line will be donated back to President Trump's campaign. Just go to OFPFarms.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order today. OFPFarms.com, promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order. And go get that We the People line. The artwork on the display is absolutely amazing. And I'm told I got a brand new box of OFP soap on the way, which I'm very excited about. And we're very excited that we have them as a sponsor. And you know what? Frankie's wedding was 15% better because he used OFP soap and he gave his groomsmen OFP lip balm, goat kisses right here. So Frankie, just tell the people really quickly again about that OFP soap.
It's the best. I told you. I called my fiance at the time, about to get married. I said, I don't have the soap. I need soap tomorrow before we hit that aisle. All right? She brought it for me. And there it is.
Before we hit that aisle. I love it.
It was hilarious.
Let's go.
It really was.
guys, OFBFarms.com, promo code Crispy. And there's a lot of OFB Farm promo codes out there. But make sure you use promo code Crispy. You know why? Because that is the only promo code that funds Frankie's impending child's college fund. The guy just got married. He's Italian, so he can hardly wait. After the honeymoon, you know there's going to be a kiddo on the way. So, you know, the kid's college fund is going to sneak up on him. So support it, OP Farms, promo code Crispy. Let's go. That's a good ad. I know your mom liked that one, Frankie. So, all right, and make sure you guys head on over to goldwithcrispy.com as well. Goldwithcrispy.com right now, our friends and over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, you guys know what they're doing to the paper dollar right now. They are evaporating its value before your very eyes. And I got to tell you, you guys need right now to hedge against what's going on. Hedge against the inflation. Protect yourself from what they are doing right now to destroy your life savings. Diversify your assets with gold and silver today. Diversify your assets with gold and silver today with our friends at Genesis Gold Group. If you guys go to goldwithcrispy.com right now and go to the site and fill out the form on the site, you guys can get a free gold investment guide where you can diversify your 401k or your IRA and diversify some of it with gold. I'm telling you guys, gold has stood the test of time. The value of gold has gone up over the last 10 years as a commodity, and it is something that all major currencies right now, major new currencies around the world, they're backing it by gold. So gold is the hedge against inflation. And if you go to goldwithcrispy.com right now, you can learn how to diversify some of your assets. So many people are doing it. That is a phenomenal idea. And another phenomenal idea is to invest and diversify by just buying regular bars of gold. Oh, fumble. So guys, crispybar.com. You just want to buy gold and silver, like, you know, in little bars like this. Now, the value of gold and silver is calculated in grams. And you can see right there, like a little chocolate bar, they got pieces where you can break off, okay, in grams. So you can give it to your family, you can do this, or you just keep the whole bar for yourself. It's kind of like when you're eating a bar of chocolate. Guys, gold and silver bars like this, you can just buy them. Now, again, Costco, like, used to sell these just like this, but they sold out in like 2 minutes. The demand was too high. People were literally fighting and hurting each other over them, so they stopped doing it. But you can literally just buy gold and silver bars that are store of value like this, like the one I'm holding in my hand, at crispybar.com. Crispybar.com, real gold and real silver bars from our friends at Genesis Gold Group. Crispybar.com. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, you know, people in the chat yesterday were asking, you know, Mike, can we see you put that in the wallet so we know that it fits in the wallet? I saw that.
Listen, it fits in the wallet. My wallet is in my bag.
And then he wants. I forgot who it was, but they said, you know what? Just send it to me. I'll check. I'll check if it fits in my wallet.
Crispy bar. The crispy bar. Do not eat it. I got to tell you, because they call it the prepper bar. So when they called it the prepper bar, I said, let's make the website crispy bar. Because, I mean, come on. That advertising just writes itself. Like, so, boom. That's why it's a smash hit and everyone's buying it.
I love it.
So make sure you guys do that. And without further ado, we're going to roll right back into it. We have a wild segment right here.
Wild.
Let's get it, Frankie.
Let's get it. We are on in 5.
The sirens are going off because of how wild it is.
Uh-oh. There it is. I hear it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, we have promised you on this program to continue bringing updates from the Butler, Pennsylvania attempted assassination of President Trump. There's something very horribly wrong. There have been cover-ups at every single turn. We have highlighted those cover-ups as the information has become available to us. Obviously, they covered up Thomas Crooks' body being disposed of that 10 days after. Very bizarre. There's been cover-up after cover-up and narratives that have not aligned with one another. And you know what they say. Whenever there is secrecy, that means they're covering something up. Why not just release every single piece of information transparently to the public so there is no breathing room for conspiracy? This is a new video that just emerged on the internet of Thomas Crooks 2 hours before the assassination. We're going to roll this for you. It's very creepy. And then tell you what we noticed. Frankie, roll it. Crooks. Very weird. So that's Crooks. And I mean, that's him, because like that's the outfit he was wearing. He's got the glasses. He's got the hair. That's the guy who was on the roof. And what's interesting to me is that he's walking around and I see that guy in front of him. Now, people have been divided on the internet about this, but I look at that guy in front of him and I say, it's kind of weird. Guy doesn't look like he's dressed for a Trump rally. Oh, Mike, it's a coincidence. Now, I go to a lot of these events. Usually the agents, okay, are dressed in long slacks and a untucked long sleeve button down. Now, I noticed two things about this guy. One, he's wearing that. And two, if you look on his appearance, he has something on his collar, kind of looks like a pin of some sort. And then if you look at his shirt by the waistline, it looks like something is in his belt, something is holstered in his belt. Oh, Mike, it's just a coincidence. Is that a firearm? Is that a walkie-talkie? I mean, what's in his belt? Why does his shirt come up like on that, on the right side of your screen by his hand? Why is something in his waist? Why is something on his collar? Why is Thomas Crooks look like he's following this guy, kind of like just kind of taking in the scene as the guy says, come with me and walk this way? I don't know. I mean, he's walking a couple paces. It could be a coincidence. It could be, oh, Mike, you know, you're jumping to conclusions. I don't know. I see Thomas Crooks walking. I see him kind of walking like bow-legged and weird. He's by himself. This guy's by himself. This guy doesn't look like a MAGA Trump rally attendee. He's walking a couple paces in front of him, like, follow me, but don't walk with me kind of vibes. It's kind of what it looks like. And you see his appearance and what I'm saying. Super creepy. Super creepy. Any thoughts on this, Frankie, before we have our new piece of, other new piece of
information? Well, yeah, it's just like, yeah, first of all, glasses, long sleeve button down. Perfect. That's where they put the mics. Hello, hello. We got a problem. It's very sketchy. There's clearly something on that waist. There's no question about it. I mean, who really clips their... Not many people clip their cell phones to their hip. You could argue, oh, he's got his cell phone there. But it's like, listen, it's a million degrees that day. He's in jeans. Get out of here. Sunglasses, of course. Every agent. I mean, it just... It's something's up. It's worth looking into.
Something... And people haven't talked about that, but I posted about that last night. And I'm going to be the first one to say that that person needs to be looked into. Also, it's come out that these people are so clueless that nobody's been able to connect the dots on who actually took the first shot at this, at Thomas Crooks on the roof. Was it the counter sniper you saw above President Trump 100 yards away, or the Secret Service sniper 400 yards? It has now come out through Clay Higgins' investigation that the local law enforcement sniper took the first shot, which I think hit Thomas Crooks' weapon, and then the second shot from the Secret Service sniper hit Crooks in the face and killed him. Again, it takes us over a month to find out these details. Very bizarre. Like I said, we're going to just keep giving you the updates as we get them so we can continue to kind of piece this together. We will talk about this forever as we continue to get new updates. That is a wild, bizarre new reporting on Butler, PA. We're going to keep bringing it to you as we keep finding it out. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to Not Go Anywhere.
It's sketch, Mike. It is sketch.
Unbelievable. Very sketch. All right, guys, I want to shout out our last sponsors of this broadcast today and our last sponsors of the show. First and foremost, the iTalker Pro. Guys, head over to iTalkerPro.com right now and use your promo code Crispy for 10% off your order. Guys, what is the iTalker Pro? It's a laser firearm home training system. Guys, you are able to save your ammo, okay, and practice shooting with your firearm in the comfort and convenience of your own home. This is important for two reasons. One, the cost of ammo is going up through the roof. And two, you know the Democrats are going to clamp down on the supply chain of ammo and or make it more expensive. So you need to be able to practice now more than ever and not waste that costly ammo. With the iTalker Pro, you buy the laser bullet. It loads into the chamber of your gun, okay, different ammo sizes. And the laser bullet syncs up with the app and syncs up with the target or the cubes you see here on the screen. And you're able to dry fire into the target, and the app will track your accuracy in real time. It's an amazing product. It's a revolutionary product. That's why we have them as a sponsor on this show. So you need it. iTargetPro.com. Promo code Crispy. Go get it today. 10% off your order. Protect yourself and your family. If you don't get this, you're a sitting little sheep duck. Go get it today. Sheep duck. Okay. And don't forget about our last sponsor. Guys, click45.com. Guys, head over to click45.com right now and use promo code Crispy for 20% off your order. Be like the hundreds of people who watch the show who are getting real gold, real silver, and real copper coins that have President Trump's most historic moments over the last 9 years etched in them, commemorated. President Trump's most historic moments etched on these coins. Guys, and now available for pre-order, the We the People coin. Okay, the Fight, Fight, Fight coin. You see the We the People coin, they have that too. But the Fight, Fight, Fight coin right there, you can get that Trump Survives from Collect 45. Again, real gold, real silver, real copper. And the cool thing about this is you can collect all your favorite moments from President Trump's 9-year run in office. And use promo code CRISPY, you'll get 20% off your order today. So guys, go get these coins right now. Collect45.com, promo code CRISPY. Go shop the new pre-orders and sign up for the newsletter because they have two new designs every month as Trump continues to make history every single day. All right, Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
Rolling on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, buddy. Mike Crispy here. Now, when we continue to look at the sights and sounds outside the DNC, I think it leads us to a rational and logical conclusion that we must internalize as we head into the thick of election season. You guys know the tempers are about to run high and things are about to get crazy. You'll have disagreements with friends, former neighbors in some cases. And I tell you this, back in the day, you could rationalize and negotiate with a lot of people, but the left claims the people you are about to see on the screen. Now, I can tell you this. Right-wing demonstrators don't behave like this. Even they said, oh, well, the far left is just as bad as the far right. I reject that because the far right doesn't behave like you're about to see. This is a political party that harbors these mentally ill people, which concludes me to say you cannot negotiate with terrorists. Frankie, roll it.
He's got a lot of self-control. Because that first push, they'd be
mentally
dead.
Ill. Absolutely. So there you go. So you cannot negotiate with those people. Soulless, lost, sick people. That is what the Democrat Party will harbor all week at the DNC. All right, guys, it's been all the time that we have in the program today. You guys know we do this broadcast. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.